The post-game show, Michael Dieker joined by Cade Witt. His team victorious tonight, 57-55, to improve to 8-1. And, Coach, your team treated us to an all-time classic up here. And from everything that I did researching this matchup, I had not seen a previous victory for Chase County over Osage City since they had joined the Flint Hills League. So congratulations to your team and a hard-fought win.
Yeah, it was a good game. We knew, you know, what they're capable of. And they came out and they kind of jumped on us early. So we kind of – Coach and I talked about maybe switching to a zone if they kind of jumped out on us, just trying to change the tempo of the game. And that, you know, allowed us to kind of give them a different look, and we were able to get a few more stops, and you know, we weren't chasing guys around as much. And, I mean, we had to fight back. We kind of chipped away at that lead they had. It felt like, you know, it took all the way to, I don't know when we took the lead time-wise, but I think it was halfway through the fourth quarter,
yeah,
maybe.
Absolutely.
And so we just kind of kept with it at halftime, like, hey, let's, you know, keep it up, keep chipping away at it. We kept getting good looks on offense, and we were aggressive to the basket, and we were able to get to the free throw line a little bit. And in the end, we were able to pull it out.
You guys lost 60-39 last time out against Linden. What was said, you know, in those last couple days heading into this contest with Osage City?
Well, we know we didn't play our best in that game. It was our first game out of break. It probably looked, you know, watching it live, it probably was looked worse maybe than what the stat sheet said. We went back and looked at the game later. You know, we felt like we got a lot of good shots. They just didn't fall. We were short, and we were short on a few shots tonight. And I think we just played slow that night. And so tonight I thought our aggressiveness and our intensity getting to the basket, you know, they have shot blockers on their team, and we took a few of those that they put out of bounds on us, but we didn't shy away from it. We kept being aggressive to the basket. In the end, that's what we got, that full court look where Tag put his head down and got to the rim.
Now, you guys are against Dennis Fort, has maybe the best 1-2 punch the state with Landon Boss and Caden Kirkpatrick. Boss ties the season high with 34, but Caden Kirkpatrick only 4 points in the second half and only 10 in the ball game. That was the difference in this ball game, being able to not allowing both of those guys. Obviously, Boss got going, but defending Kirkpatrick so well. And I thought Pax Vogel, Aiden Eidman, and Cooper Schroer did an excellent job down low against those guys.
Yeah, we kind of watched a couple films on them, and I think it was the Central Heights game. I think Kirkpatrick and Boss went for 27 and 26. You know, you get 53 points there. I mean, we kind of knew that, you know, they've run their offense through them, and I mean, it's tough to shut two of them down, let alone, you know, just get one of them down. So we were able to do that, and, you know, my Boss, you know, got the points that he normally gets. But, yeah, we kind of controlled it on the other guys. And then, again, yeah, in the end, allowed us to pull it out.
Now, you mentioned, you know, Tagro with that buzzer beater right there going coast to coast. You know, I mentioned in this broadcast, I mentioned in our previous broadcast, we had you guys with Northern Heights. Tag kind of seems to be the energy, the kind of the nucleus of this group. How special was it for him to kind of have that a moment that he'll probably never forget?
Yeah. Well, after the game, I kind of told him, because, you know, at the right there after his missed free throw, we kind of talked strategy about what we would do if we make it and go up three. Well, and he went ahead and deployed that, and it wasn't supposed to be deployed, and a little too soon. And I told somebody, well, maybe it just gave him more time to get down the court after the foul and their free throws. But, no, he brings a lot of energy to the team on the defense and offensive side. And, you know, throughout the game, I know he gets pretty winded out there because he's all over the court. I kept telling him, like, you have to bring the ball down. You know, we need the ball in your hand as much as possible. We were setting a lot of screens for him because he facilitates so well. And so, you know, at the end, you know, I kept telling him, the ball's got to be in your hand. So we trust him to do that. You know, once in a while he'll make a decision and I'll maybe put my hand on my head. But in the end, you know, we told him, maybe get your head down and go to the basket. And, you know, if you draw a defender, look to kick it. If not, you know, we've been getting to the foul line, and that's what we're hoping to do.
Now, you guys are here in the closing moments of the regular season for the Flint Hills League with the shootout next week. You guys wrap up with Mission Valley on Friday, but on Thursday, Osage City makes up that game with Linden, and I'm sure you guys are going to be pretty big Osage City fans hoping for a three-way tie.
Yeah, so, I mean, we knew going into this that, obviously, with that loss against Linden, we need to do our job this week to be able to, you know, pull ourselves up in the rankings as much as we can for the shootout. And so getting the win tonight, you know, probably need a little – we'll have to have some help on Thursday. I'm sure Osage will come out ready to get that. And, you know, it just puts us in an opportunity to move up into the one seed. We'll kind of have to see if that happens, how the tiebreaker would fall out. We still have to take care of business against Mission Valley, because Mission Valley's looking at some of their films and scores, they put up points on teams, and they've been tough as well, playing a lot of teams close. So it'll be – you know, we'll – we'll be kind of anticipating what happens on Thursday. But in the end, you know, we're going to be preparing for Mission Valley, and we still have to go take care of our job to even make sure we're in that opportunity or that situation.
Coach, it's just a testament of the growth your team has seen year to year. You know, obviously you guys faced up with Osage City in the shootout last year. That was a 1-8 game.
Yeah.
You guys played them awfully well, 57-50.
Yeah.
And that was kind of like, hey, maybe we're starting to turn things here. And another year of experience with this group that you've got, it's really coming to fruition so far.
And the biggest thing is, like, when we, you know, when we get down 10 points early in the first quarter, you know, years past, that was insurmountable. Like, we just couldn't get out of that hole, couldn't get stops, and the offense wasn't there. And these guys believe, like, you know, if we get down 10 points, like, we can still win this game. So it's a lot of faith they have in themselves, I think, and they trust each other, and they're not worried about what that score is at that moment. They know, you know, hey, we got a couple minutes on the clock, we can go get it still.
Well, absolutely. Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. Congratulations
thank
on
you.
This victory. Good luck on Friday night, and we'll look forward to visiting with you next week at the shootout.
All right, thank you.
That was head coach Cade Witt, his team victorious 57-55 to improve to 8-1 in the season. And that will all but wrap things up here at the Rich Store Company postgame show. We'll step aside, get Tegan Truman back on the headset, and talk about what we enjoyed seeing tonight and what we might see on Friday night with Madison and Opie. But the Rich Store Company postgame show has concluded.